Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
You asked and the professors answered. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. In our monthly special edition of the show, Drs. Brad Sickler and Ardil Kanaday joined us to take on some tough questions about the Bible and church history from your calls and emails. A listening friend from the Sioux Empire asked the good doctors about what kinds of disagreements regarding morality are important enough to leave a church.
The person is probably motivated by a desire to be faithful to the fellowship that they've been a part of. And I think that's a good thing. You know, if we only have fellowship that can withstand very weak disruption and then it disintegrates, that's not what the church is supposed to be. The church is supposed to be a strong union. Having said that, I think that's an admirable motive to try to stay with your brothers and sisters. Having said that, however, I think that in the case of approval of sexual immorality, this is something that Paul says is worth parting company over. And I think of this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, where he says, "It's actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you and of a kind that is not even tolerated among the pagans, for a man has his father's wife, and you are proud. Shouldn't you rather have been filled with grief, and shouldn't the person who is committing this been removed from your fellowship?" And so Paul is saying that, and he goes on in the next couple chapters to argue for why sexual purity is so important, and that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and that you're not your own. You were purchased by God. You've been bought with a price. And shall I do these things with the temple of the Holy Spirit? Shall I unite that with a prostitute? Shall I do any of these other things? And he's saying, essentially, you don't have sexual autonomy. You don't get to do whatever you want with your body because it's not your body. It belongs to the Lord. It's been bought and paid for by the blood of Christ. And a little later down in chapter 5, he says, "I wrote you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of this world." So he's saying, you're going to be surrounded by people in a culture that are committing sexual sin left and right. And we could name, you know, all kinds of sexual sin that we're surrounded by. And Paul says, you can't escape that. I'm not talking about cutting off any relationship with those kinds of people. But then in verse 11, "But now I am writing you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother," in other words, who calls himself a Christian, "if he is guilty of sexual immorality or these other things. Do not even eat with such a one." Now, this is, you know, where Paul's about to say something shocking, because we're told don't judge. But he says, "What have I to do judging outside? Isn't it those inside the church whom you are to judge?"